This is Perspectives. It's the show where we have a conversation about our differences only to learn more about the things that we have in common. I'm Condice Presley. Givers is our focus today. Givers is a startup on a mission to help unpaid family caregivers get paid for the loving work that they do. My guest is the founder and CEO of Givers and Emory Goizueta Business School alum, Max Maybloom. Max, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the mission of Givers and what inspired you to start this company.
So back in 2021, COVID was peaking and I moved in with my family like so many did. And I had been working in digital health for most of my career. And unfortunately, at the time, my aunt was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I saw my parents put their lives on hold immediately to go and take care of her. And so they drove from their house in Florida up to where she lived in Sandy Springs. And they were doing everything they could to make sure she was comfortable. And I wanted to contribute to the care that they were providing, but it was COVID and not all of us could get in the car and go. And so I stayed back at home and I was on the computer using what I had learned in digital health and my professional experience to help find resources for my own family. And what I found was a sad gap of care and support for family caregivers. And I wanted to provide to my family the support that they needed so they could be present and in the room with my aunt. And I realized at that time that many millions of other families were going through what my parents were going through.
So then what happened next?
So what I decided was I'm going to take what I've done with my own family and try and scale it across the country. And I started a company called Givers, where we hire, support, and pay family caregivers. So I learned about the costs of caring, the out-of-pocket expenses, the opportunity cost of showing up to the job or taking a new job, and in many cases, actually stepping back from the workforce and needing to be present every single day, living with a family member, taking care of them 5+ hours a day. And I also learned that at the same time, there's benefits and support out there for family members. It's just hard to find sometimes. And these are programs that can pay family members up to $2,000 per month if they get enrolled, but the barriers are too high. And so at Givers, what we do is we hire, support, and pay family caregivers through Medicaid programs. So if you're at home taking care of a family member who's on Medicaid, we'll help you find out if you're eligible for a program that allows you to get paid up to $2,000 per month. We'll help you enroll, and then we'll provide you coaching, support, and training, as well as that financial support.
Talk to me a little bit about the programs that you're using to support and pay these caregivers. And if this is a company and not a nonprofit, how is that sustainable for you beyond the reasons why you've gotten into this business?
Of course, the mission is underlying of everything that we do. It's what drives us forward, but we are a for-profit company. The way that you can think of us in the simplest terms is as a home care agency, except the only caregivers that we hire are family caregivers. So we help the family caregivers get enrolled in these programs, which are offered through Medicaid. And it's important sometimes just to get the basics right. So Medicare versus Medicaid sometimes can get confused. Medicare is a national federal insurance program for adults over 65. Medicaid is a federal health insurance program for lower income individuals and individuals with some specific conditions. And so Medicaid is what offers the ability for family members to actually get paid as the caregiver for their loved one. So we help people who are taking care of their family members. And if those family members are on Medicaid specifically, those are the programs we'll help them tap into. And then when they provide that support to their loved one, they're working for Givers as a professional caregiver in some ways. We upskill them, we train them, we enable them to reimburse their hours through Medicaid And then we pay them the rate based as determined by Medicaid.
Forbes magazine recently recognized Givers as a part of this year's 30 under 30 class of businesses in the consumer technology bucket. How has that impacted the work that you're doing?
I think any sort of recognition that we get on the national scale is really a recognition of the issue that we're tapping in on here. And any family who's been there knows it well. And that's what I learned as first a family member and then second as a founder, is that so many people are quietly taking care of their loved ones. There's 53 million Americans taking care of family members today. And so your neighbor, your coworker, your friend may be in a similar situation to you. And so that recognition that I got and that the company got through Forbes was really in recognition of just the problems that we're working to solve, which is the strain on family caregivers.
What's been the most reward? You're like 3 years into this. What's been the best part of this for you?
For me, it's the full circle of actually working with caregivers in Georgia. So as I mentioned, when I started my journey, my family got in the car and drove from Florida up to Georgia to take care of my aunt. And now today we hire, support, and pay caregivers in the state of Georgia. And so when it came full circle that first time where we helped a caregiver get enrolled into a program in Georgia and started paying him so he could care for his mother, it was so rewarding. It was an emotional moment because it felt like sort of all roads led back to Georgia for us. And for me, it's a moment that I was really proud of because everything we do is in the spirit of my aunt and my family for the time that they spent with her.
Max, did you always know you were going to be an entrepreneur? Or were you planning to work for somebody?
I was always planning on being an entrepreneur. I couldn't help myself. I was always starting things. I was always building things. I love to be creative. I love to solve problems. The one thing I said to myself, though, was that I'm not going to do something until I know that it's going to make a difference. I don't want to sell a widget. I don't want to, just create something that someone random will buy. I want to find the problem that I think is really important and spend my time on trying to solve it. And so that to me is really the core of entrepreneurship. It's about finding problems that you're passionate about and building solutions for them.
How did your educational experience at Goizueta show you how to identify the gap that you identified in the need for compensation for family caregivers so that you were able to figure out a way to solve that problem?
Well, problem solving is one of the core components of what they teach students at Goizueta. And one of the things that I found most fundamental to my experience was actually what I got involved in outside of the classroom. So I participated in the BBA Council, which is the students' council. I participated in a Greek life. I participated in a programming council. And those opportunities that I was given as a student to build my experience outside of the classroom were equally as relevant to what I find in entrepreneurship today as what I learned in the classroom. So many times we were faced with budget constraints or last minute changes or needing to get creative to find ways to market events, or how do we bring in a performer under a certain budget? And those experiences to me were the things that I really carried forward into entrepreneurship. Of course, the staff, the professors, everyone there is so creative and so open-minded. And that's a key component also of entrepreneurship, is really falling in love with the problem, not the solution that you're building. And those professors that I got to work with always preached really understanding first principles of the problems you're trying to solve, not just the answers that you're getting to.
Givers first launched as a fintech, financial technology company, and then you transitioned to a healthcare technology company. Talk to me about that transition and any challenges that might have existed in making that happen.
Yeah, and it comes exactly from that same spirit, which is around focusing on the problem, not the solution. And we started really aimed at the financial strain of caregiving. And we set out to help caregivers manage the costs of caring. And one thing that we learned very quickly was that people weren't just looking for ways to manage their costs. They're looking for ways to bring in money so that they can supplement the income and sustain the care that they're providing. And so we had to make the transition from a financial technology company offering a banking product to a healthcare company offering a service so that you can get paid and supported and cared for as a caregiver yourself. The challenges there, of course, are really around the culture of the company and moving the team in the right direction. The great thing that I think we benefited from was everyone on our team has a personal experience with caregiving. And so when we can continue to stay in service of that mission, whether it's zigging one way or zagging another, we're all aligned because we know at the end of the day, the North Star that we're marching towards is providing the maximum benefit and value to caregivers.
You've experienced significant growth in just 3 years. What strategies have you found to be most effective in scaling up the operation?
So the number one barrier to entry to these programs is education. And so that's really what we aim to do. We don't look to ever sell anyone because we're not selling anything. We're helping people understand what's available to them. If we can point them in the right direction to a program that we're not associated with, we will. And if there's a program that we're associated with where we can help, we're happy to step in there as well. So I would say the number one thing we're really focused on is just lowering the barriers to finding these programs. And when you build education and content and community, the word starts to spread. The conversations start to happen where people say, hey, you should check out this tool. So the number one thing that we found helpful for growth is really taking a consultative educational approach rather than a selling approach.
How do you see the caregiving industry evolving in the next 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, and what role are you hoping that givers are going to play in that evolution?
The evolution of the caregiving industry is very interesting right now. So if anyone's been through this experience themselves, finding a professional caregiver is very, very difficult. There's a massive labor shortage in that market, and there's no end in sight to that shortage. Family members at the same time are taking on more and more of the responsibilities. People want to age in place in their own homes rather than in institutional settings. There's this shortage of professional care workers. And so now we're looking to family members to pick up the slack. And so the goal of givers over the next 3, 5, 10 years is as the country moves to a family caregiving system rather than a professional caregiving system, we want to be the infrastructure for those caregivers to get supported, to get coached, to get trained, and to get paid for the work that they're doing.
What advice would you have for other entrepreneurs who are looking to work in this space where you are?
I would say the first thing is integrity and mission. You need to really be focused on your why. And this is not an easy space to be in. And at the end of the day, you're dealing with people's family members. So we always think about how we want our own parents to be treated if we were working with them. And then the other thing I would say is really focusing on the problem that you're trying to solve. There's so many different problems in this space to be solving. And we are in the middle of the 65 plus generation doubling across the country right now. And so more and more problems are sprouting up as a result of that. And it's really important to understand why you're doing it and then what you're focused on so that you can create a solution to that.
You talked about education being kind of one of the greatest barriers for families looking for resources that are available to them so that they can provide this care for a loved one. Talk to me about how the app works. How does it make this process more simple for family caregivers to find the resources that they need?
Yeah. So when I went through this with my own family, what I found was I would Google something. I would run into a government website that was maybe a 404 page or an insurance portal that was really clunky and tough to use. And fast forward 3 years later with Givers, what you can do very simply is go to www.joingivers.com, answer a few questions in a tool that looks like a TurboTax, where we learn about you, we learn about your situation, we learn where you are. And we'll provide you a personalized recommendation of support programs that are available to you. So we've mapped the entire country for any support programs that are available for caregivers. We'll make that personalized recommendation to you, and we'll also tell you how to navigate towards the application process to get enrolled. And then in the state of Georgia specifically, we hire, support, and pay family caregivers. So if you're taking care of a loved one on Medicaid, your process will look a little bit different because we're going to ask you a few more questions. We're going to say, hey, you're actually eligible for this Medicaid program. You can follow up on this application here by answering 60 seconds worth of questions, and we'll be able to kick off your enrollment process on your behalf. We'll hold your hand through the entire process, make sure everything's going well, make sure all the hoops are jumped through. We'll be there by your side. And then when you do get enrolled, we'll be there to actually hire you to our agency, provide you all that support you need so you can get paid as a caregiver.
How much time elapses between application, identifying, hey, there is a program for which our family is eligible, getting that approval, and then beginning to receive that support while you're caring for someone in the home?
That's a great question, because time is of the essence when you're a caregiver. And so I'll tell you two things. The first thing, the direct answer to your question is, depending on the program, enrollment can take somewhere between 30 to 60 days. One of the things that we're really proud about at Givers is that the process to start the application and kick off enrollment, we found the average consumer takes 14 minutes on our website. So from the moment they land on our website, 14 minutes later, they're in the database of the state beginning the enrollment process. And so sometimes before Givers, many caregivers would need to wait to get on the phone with a specific agency or call into their local area agency on aging, wait for a call back, you know, answer a couple of questions, fill out a form here or there. We streamline the entire thing so you can go from learning about a program and less than 15 minutes later, you're already beginning to get enrolled.
What has been the biggest learning curve you've accomplished as you've done this?
These programs aren't simple, and our goal is to make them simple. So in order to make the complex simple, you have to get a fundamental understanding of them. And in order to also maintain the integrity of the program that we're offering and the support that we're offering, we need to know that we're experts and we stand on solid foundation. So when we ask you the 7 specific questions that you need to answer, rather than the 100 that you may not need to answer, we know we're asking you those questions for very good reasons. So I would say the biggest challenge that we faced was really getting up to speed on the expertise required to be able to simplify the complex.
How secure is the information you're collecting from potential applicants?
So Givers is a HIPAA compliant entity. So we use end-to-end encryption. We use the highest security standards, and all of the data that we share with insurers or with Medicaid is worked through secure portals.
Looking ahead, what are your short-term and some of your long-term goals for Givers? You're barely in it at 3 years.
Yeah, we're just getting started. I would say the short-term goal right now is, in the state of Georgia, we want every caregiver to know that if you're caring for a loved one on Medicaid, you can get supported, you can get paid through Givers. We want to spread that word. We find that awareness and education is still a big gap. And so that's our short-term goal, is really just making sure that everyone in the state of Georgia understands that this is a possibility for them. In the long term, many states are offering similar programs. So we want to build a model that can replicate across the entire country. And, you know, 10 years from now, I would love for Givers to be the brand that people think of when it comes to getting paid as a caregiver, no matter where they are in the country.
Is that what you hope the legacy of Givers is going to be for the caregiving community and beyond?
I would say the legacy that we're hoping to instill or impart is that all caregivers, no matter what background they're from or what situation they're in, can find some support through us. In some cases, they may get paid through us. In others, we're going to direct them to the right program that is available to them.
What did your parents say to you when you told them you'd figured this out and this is what you were going to do?
There was a lot of pride. I think they've known, just as we talked about, how important it was to me to find a problem that I thought was worth solving. And I was really fortunate to have the chance to sit down with my aunt and talk to her about what I was working on before she passed away. And it was one of the most meaningful moments in my life to be able to explain that to her. And she was so grateful and so excited to hear about the mission of Givers. And she told me that, she'd be watching over us and hoping for our success.
And it sounds like she is. Max, was there anything else you wanted to make sure that you shared? And again, I do want you to share the web information and the app information, because awareness is why we are having this conversation today.
Yeah, quite simply, if you're taking care of a loved one who's on Medicaid and you're living with them, they need more than 5 hours of care per day, you may be eligible to get hired, supported, and paid by Givers. You can find out if you're eligible in a matter of seconds by going to www.joingivers.com. Answer a few simple questions. We'll tell you if you're eligible. And if you are, we'll hold your hand all the way through the enrollment process to make it as simple as possible.
What are some of the reasons why an applicant might not be eligible?
So there's a few reasons that applicants may not be eligible. This is a Medicaid-run program through the state, and so it's really important for them to have program integrity. This program targets specific populations, so lower income and older adults with physical disabilities. So in many cases, one of the reasons someone may be disqualified or marked ineligible from this program that we serve specifically is that they don't have a physical disability that hinders their activities of daily living. There are other programs available in the state of Georgia for intellectual and developmental disabilities, for example. And so it's important to know there's complementary programs where there may feel like there's gaps. Other things that happen along the way when you're enrolling include an in-home visit where a nurse comes into the home and assesses the level of care that's needed. And should the state really be paying for this caregiver to be providing care? And so it's a really rigorous application process to make sure that the investment is worthwhile. And along the way, those are some of the reasons that you may be deemed ineligible.
But by and large, what you and your team have done, and I think I read you've got 6 employees now.
We're scaling up, yes, quickly.
Is to simplify the process, specifically in Georgia, where you can hire and people can be paid for the caregiving services they're providing now, but then again, also creating the template that will be a national model?
That's exactly right. And our goal is to send people down the right paths, not the wrong paths. And so I mentioned some of those reasons that you may be found ineligible. Our goal is that we never send someone down a path where they're going to be disqualified later, because I know personally how precious time was when I was caring, or my family was caring for our aunt. And so when we make decisions about where we recommend people to, we're doing that very thoughtfully. And we're taking each moment that someone gives us as a gift and as a privilege to be able to serve them. One of the things that we like to say at Givers is that care itself is not the burden. It's all the other things that surround it. And that really came from the experience that I had with my own family. I know that when my parents were sitting in the room with my aunt, there was nothing more that they would rather be doing. The moments that they really disliked were the moments that they had to step out of the room, when they had to make the phone call or navigate the insurance portal or do the logistical thing. And so that sense of timeliness and focus is really what grounds us in saying, we're not going to send you down the wrong path. We're not going to waste your time. We're treating each moment as precious as it is, because we know every second you spend with us is a second that you could be spending with your loved one.
Max Mablem, founder and CEO of Givers. The web address one more time.
www.joingivers.com.
Thank you for the work that you're doing in creating that family time at a critical time in a family's life cycle. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Perspectives is a community and public affairs program produced with you in mind. If there's a guest or an issue you'd like for us to explore, just let me know. The easiest way to connect is via social media. Simply search my name, Candace Presley, on Facebook, Instagram, or X. As for how to spell my name, it's simple. Candace is an O. C-O-N-D-A-C-E. Presley is 2 S's. P-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y. Friends, I so appreciate your listening. I hope you'll join us again next week at this same time as we explore new perspectives.